Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06. It's a Wednesday morning. It's December 17th. We are 1 week away from Christmas Eve. It's another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're spending your mornings listening across the Civic Media radio network or catching us in all the various ways that you can find your way to Lake Wissota. Glad you could get the day started right here. I got a question for you. If you've been waking up on your own at 3:30 because your work day starts really early, but soon it won't, how long until you stop waking up on your own at 3:30? Asking for a friend, that's all. Just want to kind of figure that out because we are in our final three shows here in the early morning. However, I hasten to add, there will still be ample reason for you to be listening next week and the week after. Because we are putting together, it's Parker Olson is doing this, putting together a palette of best of shows, highlights from 2025 to take you out through the rest of the calendar year. And it includes some new stuff that is sprinkled in there, some interviews that we just couldn't fit into this final week of the live show. So, I mean, there will be our usual end of the year visit with Joe Zepecki and Melissa Baldoff. Melissa will also be here later today for our weekly climate check, Joe Zepecki tomorrow. But we have our end of the year conversation with them. Laura Bird, our favorite author and book recommendation artist, will be telling us about some books that you can use to get motivated in 2026. We'll have Jeff Renicky from Friends of the Apostle Islands, who's going to talk about stargazing up north and ways that they're trying to enhance that further and attract some more tourists, even in the dark winter time, to stare up at the night sky. And we have a special segment that is all about the candidates for governor and hearing them completely unfiltered through their campaign announcements so that you don't hear me yapping over them. They aren't 30-second commercials. You get to hear everything back to back to back to back to back from every candidate. That, and again, a lot of great stories and conversations all coming up next weekend, or next week, I should say, and the week after. And then a whole new clean slate of material here across the Civic Media Radio Network starting for 2026. All right, what's coming up today? Well, let's see. This is our final Wednesday, which means this is our final homeroom segment. The homeroom segment got started with some conversations I had from two wonderful people with the Wisconsin Public Education Network, Heather Dubois-Boronon and Chris Hambuck-Boyle. And by the time we were all done, what had been just a conversation about maybe doing a story or two turned into a weekly series about public education in Wisconsin and the threats to it and what taxpayers need to know about supporting public schools in Wisconsin. So on this final edition of Homeroom, it seems appropriate that Heather and Chris join me, and they will at 7:35, and we'll talk at that point again about the future of public schools in Wisconsin and what you all can do to make sure that your hometown schools are supported properly. Earl Ingram's going to be along. Of course, I mentioned Melissa Baldoff already. Let's see, Jimmy Koska, Civic Media Sports Director. And then our friend Melissa Kay, who often does visit with us on Wednesdays, used to visit, you know, at about 6:50 on Wednesdays. Well, she's going to join us at 8:50 this morning because she's got different working hours now at WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. But Parker Olson, again, producing this thing down in Madison at Studio A2, you have been working on a compilation of some of Melissa's visits, and then we're gonna give a live update from her later this morning, about 8:50. But then at one point in our highlight shows over the next couple of weeks, do you have the button ready? Is it ready to go there? Did you find it? There it is. Pigeon Quest, one more time from Melissa later today. How fun was that to put together?
Oh my God, Pat. It was so hard to cut it down into 14 minutes because there was so much stuff. I forgot how much of a saga that was.
Well, I mean, it just kind of dropped into our laps. I mean, Melissa would visit with us, along with other folks around Civic Media, to tell us what was happening in their market, like Chad Holmes does in Wausau, and, you know, James Kelly in the Chippewa Valley. So Melissa Kay would join us to talk about what's happening in Wisconsin Rapids. And at some point, she just kind of drops casually, "Oh, and I'm getting a rescue pigeon."
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
And it was off to the races from there over a period of months as she, you know, tried to secure and then house a rescue pigeon.
Including a oddly thorough background check?
A very thorough background check, yes. So it made me wonder if this was some kind of a scam or something. But Melissa will join us live to tell us again how things have turned out with Lilu. And then again, at some point in the next 2 weeks in our highlight shows, you'll want to keep listening because Parker has put together the entire Pigeon Quest saga. I mean, if that wasn't a labor of love, if that doesn't deserve an end-of-the-year bonus right there from Civic Media, I don't know what
does. I mean, you know. Jeez. Yeah, come on. That might have been the hardest I worked on anything, to be honest with you.
Are you, like, now officially mocking me in these last 3 days, or are these actual plaid shirts from your closet?
That no, these are actual. How I regularly dress, believe it or not, Pat.
No, it is not. You're usually in a hoodie or something whitewater related, or, you know, but
we're into winter now.
The occasional,
winter clothes include the plaid
flannels. I see. Okay. I didn't know how much of an influence I have been on your fashion choices over the years here, that somebody so much younger than me is now dressing so much older than his age. So Ellie Bordeaux will be with us today as well. And I was just pulling up this morning's daily newsletter from Up North News and give a listen to this. This is the newsletter start today. It's Wednesday, December 17th. Good morning, Wisconsin. Ellie here. Some exciting personal news. Today's my birthday. So she's going to visit with us on her birthday in an hour.
How about that?
I know.
Does that mean we have to sing to her, Pat?
I mean, I think we like her. I don't think we should subject her to that. But
okay,
I'm not taking it off the table. Let's put it this way. The next sentence makes me just want to turn off the computer here. She says, "I'm turning 24, and I'm excited to see what the year brings." Now, at that point, I'm like, I'm out. That's it. You know, I mean,
you have no sympathy for pre-middle-aged birthdays?
Over a decade younger than my daughters, you know. So, yeah, that's you talk about not being able to relate to that generation is the thing she would say about me. No, Ellie has been just wonderful. A great addition to the newsletter, a great addition to the team. She does have plenty of news stories in there as well about Wisconsin Eye, about how to contact your local lawmakers, and more. Even one here that says there's a greenhouse design that provides an opportunity for year-round crop production in Wisconsin. That's something that's in the newsletter as well, so you can sign up at upnorthnewswi.com. But I don't know. I don't have cake ready here or candles or anything else here. So it's going to be the lamest birthday party she might have. But, you know, kid, you're 24 now. The birthday parties, they
get less exciting.
They get less exciting all the time because next year she'll be going through this existential crisis like, I'm a quarter century. I remember that. I remember that. Like, wow, a quarter century. That seems old. Like, no, it's not.
I turned 20, I remember saying to myself, wow, I'm in my third decade of life. Which is one way to look at it.
Didn't spit out my coffee there. That's pretty good. So, yep. So Ellie will be along to tell us, the birthday girl will tell us more about what she's up to for her birthday. I really hope it's more than just visiting with us.
It better be more than just visiting us.
Oh, Lordy, I hope so. There is very little to talk about on the sports front. We're definitely at that time of year now where the Bucks will host Toronto tomorrow night. The Badger men's basketball team will play Villanova on Friday at a tournament in Milwaukee. The Badger women's volleyball team, they're in the Final Four for the national title and the national semifinal against Kentucky. That will be tomorrow night. And, of course, you've got the Packers playing Saturday night in Chicago, which I do want to get geared up for. It's just been a little bit rougher lately, you know. And even talking to Joe Zepecki last night for our end of the year special about, you know, between, you know, Giannis with the Bucks and Micah Parsons for the Packers. And, you know, we know what the Brewers injury situation has been like. And if you missed it, was it yesterday or the day before? Parker actually played the theme from MASH, you know, to describe the Wisconsin sports scene right now. But it is what it is.
I mean, this is ultimately, Pat, the life of a Wisconsin sports fan.
you're set up for heartbreak of some sort. It's just a matter of when. Yeah, I get that. Yep. But again, the Packers Bears coverage will begin Saturday at 5 p.m. on several civic media stations. The Badger men's basketball game against Villanova coverage begins at 6:30 on Friday evening there. And then, of course, there's still local sports. I'm sure Chad Holmes will be in tomorrow. I know tonight he's got his big high school sports show on WXCO in Wausau. And I'm guessing there's a special edition of Make the Call this coming Saturday. What with it coming up on the holidays and everything.
That could be. I don't know about special edition because of the
that
holidays.
Could be. Like, we haven't mapped this thing out. We have no idea. You know,
it's a special edition because I do believe we will be joined by one Italian stallion, Dominic Lee.
Okay.
As he helps us understand the Chicago Bears. Because
he's going to help understand the Bears.
Yes, he's a Chicago Bears fan. And so we need an inside look into the psyche of a Bears fan and why. Why, Pat, must they chant Green Bay sucks at a Blackhawks game in the middle of the offseason for football?
It's all they got. It's all they got. I mean, the Jordan glory years are behind them. You know, the Cubs won now back in 2016. So then you got to do math and count another 108 years to figure out when the Cubs will win again.
Can I tell you, Pat? My Uncle Bruce lives down in suburb of Chicago, I believe. We went down to see him. My brother was getting the piano off of him for his new house. We were going down, and we had lunch with Uncle Bruce. And Uncle Bruce puts on this raggedy old Cubs hat. And this Cubs hat, he says that he bought when the Cubs won the World Series in 2016.
All right.
And he will wear it every single day until they win it again. He says, quote, "You might have to bury me in this hat."
Might is doing some heavy lifting there. It's pretty much a guaranteed thing. The question becomes, you know, does he allow the family, whenever that eventually happens, to, you know, dig him up and see the condition of the cap at that point? how many years will have passed at that point? So
disintegrated.
I don't say that to be cruel to your uncle, but just to every Cubs fan, that is the price that you're going to pay if you have to do that. So good luck, Uncle. What's Uncle's name?
Uncle Bruce.
Uncle Bruce. Oh, yes, Bruce. Uncle Bruce, good luck with that. So good luck on Make the Call with Dom, trying to figure out the Bears fans, like the Vikings fans. It is, we are going to the Super Bowl. This is it. This is our year. And then all is lost, and we are never going to win another game again. There is no happy middle ground.
Because we definitely didn't do that after Micah Parsons got hurt.
No, not at all. There's no drama here whatsoever. From the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota, thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow. We'll talk about the White House and the Vanity Fair article coming up next. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Phone number here is 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. If you've resisted the urge to call in the early morning hours and say hi, well, you only got a couple of chances left to do that. Would love to hear where you're calling in from and be able to wish you a happy holiday season. Last week's top stories across Up North News looked like this. There was, of course, that video of the racist Cinnabon worker in Ashwaubenon who got fired after going on a tirade against some Somali American customers that were there. Governor Evers vetoed an inflammatory bill that was designed to target migrants who simply wanted health care. And again, this is where Republicans in the legislature chose to spend their time, and Governor Evers pushed it right back at them. There's also a story about how the number of people getting flu shots in Wisconsin has taken a nosedive thanks to Donald Trump and RFK Jr. and others stoking misinformation about vaccines. And on the lighter side, a story about eight ordinary Wisconsinites who performed extraordinary acts of kindness in 2025. So all that and more you can find at our website, upnorthnewswi.com, and search for Up North News WI on social media and follow us there. There have been a lot of unusual events in 2025, more than we care to count. One of the stranger ones took place yesterday when Vanity Fair published the result of 11 interviews. Yes, 11 audio recorded interviews conducted with Donald Trump's chief of staff, Susie Wiles, who was extremely candid about the president and almost everyone in his inner circle, and none of it makes them look any better. Now, Susie Wiles is a woman who normally stays out of the limelight. She doesn't make waves. She tries to keep the White House and her boss on message, did the same with the campaign last year. And then for whatever reason, she agreed to sit down multiple times with writer Chris Whipple, who has written extensively about previous chiefs of staff. So again, it was probably the allure of the subject matter and Vanity Fair and some glamour shots that would be taken along with it. So she spoke to him on the record 11 times, recorded. Can't be misconstrued. Other top officials spoke to Chris Whipple. The story came out and, of course, was the talk of D.C. yesterday. Here's some of the highlights about Susie Wiles. She said her boss, the president, has, quote, an alcoholic's personality. Now, Trump doesn't drink, but she said her father, Pat Summerall, was an alcoholic, so she recognizes his view of himself as someone who can do no wrong. I don't know, I add parenthetically, maybe her overlooking his many faults says as much about the difficulties of being a child of an alcoholic, or in my case, the grandchild of an alcoholic, where you're always trying to please them, even when they're running amok like a bull in a china shop. She revealed that Trump is hoping to do more military strikes that target Venezuela. Again, personal question from me, will Barron Trump be on the front lines of any of this? Just asking. She said Vice President J.D. Vance is a conspiracy theorist whose reversal to support Donald Trump was for political convenience. I mean, we all know that, but she's out there saying it out loud. Budget Director Russell Vogt of Project 2025 fame. She described him as a right-wing absolute zealot. I'm sure he took it as a compliment. She said Trump ignored her warning not to pardon the most violent January 6th rioters. He did it anyway, Mr. Law and Order. She criticized Elon Musk's killing of international aid programs that had been keeping children and adults alive in impoverished parts of the world, but Trump and Elon Musk ignored her. She acknowledged on the record that Trump is engaged in political persecutions, seeking criminal charges against enemies despite no crimes being committed. She said Attorney General Pam Bondi had botched the Epstein files. And by the way, it wasn't just Susie Wiles. As I said, other top officials not only spoke with Whipple, but posed for your typical glossy Vanity Fair photographs. It was all on the record. It was unvarnished honesty from these people in and near power. So what's the MAGA reaction been? You can probably guess. No shame. Just attack the report. Attack the writer. While also not claiming that anything in the piece was factually wrong, Wiles called it a disingenuously framed hit piece, but did not point to anything that was misquoted because she can't. The funniest part to me was how she then yesterday had every cabinet member, Sean Duffy, RFK Jr., Pete Hegseth, and others all simultaneously put out statements in support of her and ripping Vanity Fair for a story they didn't like, but again, cannot say anything, and it was factually off base. I think I have an example of some of these statements that were put out. I mean, you can imagine that they were all about how she, you know, is a great friend and a mentor. She's a force of nature. Sean Duffy says the radical left is at it again, trying to create discord. As someone who works with Susie, I can attest that she is brilliant, tough as nails, and 100% dedicated to President Trump and America. Nice try. Then other people added other stories about her. One said, I once saw Susie Wiles climb a tree to save a cat, and while there, she saw a van full of orphans teetering off the edge of a bridge. No one can explain how she got from the tree to the bridge so fast, but those of us who saw it said, well, that's just Susie for you. Another said, Susie donated bone marrow to me. Not her own, some dude that she got out of ICE detention, but still, that was very cool of her. What a lady. And on went the mockery, as you can imagine. Now, will there be any repercussions from this? No. As long as you keep swearing loyalty to Trump, it will eventually boil over. And in fact, maybe it was intentional. Get all the backbiting out of the way so it's a distant memory next November in the midterms. Whether Americans allow this level of incompetence to keep happening, well, that's just simply up to everyone all around you between now and next November. Coming up, The Temptations, Bananarama, and more. In today's history lesson, first, the Midwest Farm Report. Live from the lake, I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's time once again for today's history lesson on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
That's one small step for man.
Well, I'm not a crook.
Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
You know, this depression is going to be so great. We'll be the ones eating the cats and the dogs. That's going to be fun.
Once again, it is time to take another revealing peek back into history.
Get the history lesson started with some Paul Rogers. Paul Rogers is 76 years old today, and he's one of those folks that you go, well, wait, which band did I hear him in? Because you heard him in more than one. In that one, he was with the band Free with All Right Now, something that Rogers co-wrote. And then he later was in Bad Company with, of course, their self-titled single and Feel Like Making Love and Can't Get Enough. He played instruments on several classic tunes, including Rick Derringer's Rock and Roll Fantasy and more. Paul Rogers is, again, 76 years old today. Although I have to admit, I got Paul Rogers mixed up with Paul Carrack, because Paul Carrack, too, has been in a number of groups. He was with Ace, he was with Squeeze, and he had some a solo hit or two before joining Mike and the Mechanics. It's just funny how some of these, you know, most folks, they stay in one band the whole time. And then you see this, you know, these guys like, wait, I can't keep track of where you all are at this point. Nice to have that much talent, right?
I mean, I guess I certainly couldn't do that.
No. But anyway, Paul Rogers, happy birthday to you. This is the anniversary of the birth of the late, great Temptations singer, Eddie Kendricks. That famous falsetto belongs to Eddie Kendricks, who passed away this day in 1992. Singing The Way You Do, The Things You Do, Just My Imagination, and other hits, of course, by The Temptations, born this day in 1939. On this day in 1903, the Wright brothers made the first controlled, powered, heavier-than-air flight at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. Think of what a deal that is now compared to had something like that happen in an age with cameras and the internet and everything else. They're just there. And they're all done going, did we just do it? Did we just do the thing that they all said couldn't be done? Did we actually get this all done? And you couldn't set up any viral video or anything. It took a while for people to believe them. They did it a few more times, of course, and people believed them. But just imagine that first time going, holy crap, we did it.
The lack of instant gratification from others, though. Ugh.
I know. How do you not get instant celebrity? I can't relate to that kind of thing anymore.
I wonder, are there like interviews with the Wright brothers? I have never, I've never seen anything other than like the video of the guy running and then, oh, we're fine.
I don't know if there's any audio or any newsreel footage. I've never seen any that I can be aware of. I'm sure there's writing someplace. Isn't that funny? We just don't hear much about them other than they did that thing.
Yeah.
When they actually did do much more than that.
Did they? Because I was going to say, it makes me wonder if they only did the one thing and they're actually horrible people, so we don't know anything about them.
No. They did more than that, but I don't know enough off the top of my head to recite it right here. So you're all going to have to go look it up. On this day in 1964, the third James Bond film premiered. And here comes the theme, as sung by Shirley Bassey. Goldfinger starred Sean Connery. And it created this brassy sound that's become a trademark through all the James Bond soundtracks that have followed since.
Goldfinger, he's the man with the Midas touch.
Shirley Bassey sang on two more James Bond films. There have been 27 Bond films dating back to 1962, and the third one, Goldfinger, with Sean Connery, opened this day 61 years ago. Eugene Levy is 79 years old today. Sarah Dallin is 64. She's one of the founding members of Bananarama. Shirley Dallin from Bananarama, 64 years old today, born in Bristol, England. On this day in 1933, somebody tell Uncle Bruce, this is the anniversary of the first NFL championship game. It was played at Wrigley Field in Chicago between the Chicago Bears and the New York Giants. And the Bears won that first NFL championship 23-21. They immediately broke into a Super Bowl shuffle that would not be repeated until 1985. And they never stopped talking about it for the rest of their lives.
Not until 85, exactly.
Senator Joe Lieberman on this day in 2008 endorsed Republican Senator John McCain for president over Barack Obama. Joe Lieberman had been a Democrat. Joe Lieberman's also the guy that blocked the public option from being added to the Affordable Care Act and arguably helping solve the health care crisis in this country. But his Republican tendencies got the better of him, and America is a little worse off for it. On this day in 1989, on the relatively new Fox Network, a new show premiered, an animated show. Nobody knew if an animated show was going to make it. This one did okay. Now, at the time, again, 1989, I know that we watched it and we thought this was great. It's subversive, it's sarcastic, it's groundbreaking, it's amazing, it's witty, it's fun. I don't know if a lot of people have like watched it continuously in the 36 years since then. At some point we and plenty of other people kind of peeled off, you know, but still has some staying power with an audience.
I guess. I don't know if I've ever seen anything other than Simpsons clips, to be honest with you. Not a big Simpsons guy. I don't know.
Tony says, oh, the Simpsons. Such memories. Okay.
You know, that's kind of a funny phenomenon to me, that there are people who were kids watching The Simpsons who are now adults, and they still make The Simpsons and have it on TV. That's got to be kind of weird.
I would think, yeah. But again, not taking anything away from it. We just, you know, taste change and you kind of move on. One more anniversary note. Happy anniversary to my old employer, WEAU, Channel 13 in Eau Claire, began broadcasting this day in 1954. That's 71 years ago, which tells you how long I've been away from the TV station, because our biggest project that we worked on was for their 50th anniversary, which is now 21 years ago. And we worked all year to put together that 50th anniversary special for TV 13. I got to interview some of the, you know, some of the real pioneers of the station, one of them passed away not that long after our interview, and others had already passed, but they gave such great stories about the early days of TV. I enjoyed that so much. There's a note here from you, Parker, that says you got somebody on the phone over here.
Yes, we've got Tom from Hartford on the line.
Tom from Hartford is here. Like the text line Tom from Hartford?
I believe so.
Well, Tom, good morning. Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
I hear you great, yes.
Okay. Well, I want to say I hate to hear that your show is going away. It's been really informative, and it makes it worth getting up early to hear what's happening in the world.
Well, thank you, Tom. That's very kind of you.
We've had some really, really great guests. I miss Brittany Merlot. She was really good. Mm-hmm. And Wirely, she's really good.
Yes.
I am wondering, it's saying that you'll be going more full-time with Courier Newsroom.
Right.
What exactly does that mean? And will we be able to hear you on like a podcast or a radio again or through them?
Oh, I appreciate that question, Tom. Thanks. Well, let me see. How do I best explain it? The best way to explain it is that I'm going to go back to doing more of what I was doing before the radio show. Up North News is 6 years old now. I've been with the radio station here for 3 of those years. For the first 3 years, I did, there wasn't a radio show. I did a lot of, a lot more videos. I did almost daily videos that kind of explained the news or, gave my take on the news or, shared some news and feature stories. And I just haven't done nearly as many. What we've done instead is we've aired little video clips from the radio show. I did a lot more writing of stories for the website, for the Up North News social media posts. And my bosses at Courier said that, for 2026, hey, we'd really like to do more stuff in-house, more videos, more, have you write more. And I said, okay, well, I appreciate them giving me the opportunity for 3 years to visit like this. The one thing that we haven't resolved yet, Tom, and I know I've been asked about it a couple times, is whether there will be something similar to this, either a podcast or a live, like video update. I mean, one thing I've kicked around is, instead of 6 a.m., because, trust me, Tom, I've earned the right to sleep in a little bit, would be to maybe go on live, somewhere at 7 a.m. on Facebook or YouTube or others. And instead of 3 hours, maybe it's just, 20 or 30 minutes with a guest and we talk about, the day's news or something like that. Is that live? Is that pre-recorded? The holidays are kind of getting in the way of that whole planning thing, Tom. So we're going to plan that out right after the first of the year. And no doubt between our newsletters and our website, we'll keep everybody up to speed. And I also would emphasize, this is a very amicable parting with Civic Media. They have been nothing but wonderful. So there will still be Civic Media folks in Up North News coverage. I really think that I'll still be on some Civic Media shows, guesting, maybe even guest hosting. You just never know. But it's all just a little pivot in what we were doing, Tom. And I cannot thank you enough for taking the time. It's really thrown a curveball to other people who comment and text, like Tony, who just put on YouTube, wait, people who text and comment on the show are allowed to call in? Yeah, Tommy, they are. Yes, Tony, look at Tom. Tom's doing it. Thank you, Tom.
Yep. it seems like your ability to reach more people, though, will be limited now, though, by going off the air.
It's possible, although again, we've got a newsletter that goes out to tens of thousands of people, and we've got plenty of folks on social media. Our YouTube audience is growing, so you know, I guess we'll just have to wait and see. But for at this point, this is where Courier is going to go, so we'll take Up North News in that direction. So, Tom, I'm up against a commercial break, but thank you so much for all the text messages and all the support. Thank you very much. Have a good holiday season.
Thank you. I hate to see you go.
Oh, thank you, Tom. Appreciate that. Thank you again for calling in. That was really nice.
Yeah, it was.
Maybe. Oh, who knows?
Get on the horn, people. Tell Pat how much you love him.
We might even hear from. Would I recognize Tony's voice if I heard it? I don't know.
Boy, I don't know.
Maybe he'll just have his daughters call in again. That seems to. Yeah, that's how he operates. Which is fine. They sound much better anyway.
They do.
I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Civic is our phone number. You can also use the Civic Media app to call us or text us or just record a little voice note. I'm frankly going to admit I'm a little surprised that voice note feature doesn't get used more often, because it's just, you know, leaving a voicemail, leaving a voice message for the show, and you know, nobody can talk back to you at the time. But feel free to do that over the next couple of days before we go away. Troy and Madison on the text line, your show is going away. More sad news this year. Thank you for brightening up our mornings over the past few years. Troy from Madison. Thank you, Troy, very much for that. The Wright brothers, Lynn in Golden Valley puts on the text line, the Wright brothers had a bike shop, yep, which is how they had the machines to make their plane structure. There were a few pictures of the first Wright brothers flights. Tom, before he, as he called in, also put on the text line, the EAA Museum really gives a lot of info on the Wright brothers and their first flight. Tom also asked, was Paul Rogers the lead voice of Bad Company? Yes, he was. Let's see, over on Facebook, Roger posts about my old station's anniversary, WEAU. Notes that WEAU, along with Wax Radio, since 1966, have been broadcasting from a tower north of Fairchild, 2,000 feet tall, once described as the eighth wonder of the world. Yes. Again, as part of the 50th anniversary, you know, we showed the big newspaper, the full-page newspaper ads, and all the other attention given to this 2,000-foot beast of a tower that had been constructed north of Fairchild. If you're familiar with Eau Claire and where the Channel 13 studio is, you know there's a big tower behind the studio. Just dominates the Eau Claire landscape. That's 1,000 feet tall. Now put another 1,000 feet on top of that. And if you ever get a chance to see it in the Fairchild area, you will be impressed. I promise you. That thing came down a few years back. It was in March of 2011, during an ice storm, that 2,000-foot structure fell in three different directions, took the stations off the air for a little bit. It was eventually rebuilt and is back there now. But I seen the pictures, and again, it's a good thing it's in a remote area, because that thing could have hurt a whole lot of people had that happened. But Roger, thank you for that note as well. Let's see, Parker, we didn't even get to the national day calendar today. What are we celebrating on this December 17th?
Well, predictably, Pat, it is Wright Brothers Day.
Wright Brothers Day, I like it. Okay,
there you
good.
Go. It is also Maple Syrup Day. I would like to point out there's also a Maple Syrup Day Canada.
Well, yeah, you get 20% less syrup there after the exchange rate.
Ah, but, yes, that makes sense.
If you want the full Maple Syrup Appreciation Day, you got to do it here. That's how that works.
With more sugar and worse.
Are you? I shouldn't say who's not a fan of maple syrup, but I gotta be honest here. Maple syrup's nice, but you know, some of those other non maple syrups, they're not bad either.
What are we talking about here?
We're talking about, you know, your log cabins and your Mrs. Butterworths or things like that, you know. People go, no, you've got to have maple. You know, I just like syrup. I'm like Buddy the Elf. You know, just put that syrup on anything, and I'll be fine.
Put it on spaghetti and call it dinner.
Yep, yep. Ugh, God, they're just gross.
Doesn't that
seen that movie dozens worse. Of times, and that still just grosses me out. Yep.
Yeah, I don't remember how I thought of that as a kid, but I know how I think of it now.
Oh, yuck. Yeah. Any other calendar notes?
It is also Device Appreciation Day.
Device Appreciation Day.
Yes, and I'm now, sure that our world really appreciates its devices.
Is
God knows what would happen without them.
So this is like phone device and things like that, not like the Wright brothers were inventors and tinkers and all their little devices and things like that.
My understanding is phone devices.
It's the phone devices, yeah. Here's the thing that I wish our devices knew about. I wish they recognized each other a little bit better. Because one of the biggest lies that is told is when you put in a password and then it says, do you want me to remember this device for 30 days or remember this device or is it a public device?
Yeah.
And you'll go, this is my device. Recognize it. Mm-hmm. Next time around. We don't recognize this device. Please use two-factor authentication to get in. You asked me if this was my device. It's an amnesia issue on, you know, worthy of a soap opera plot line. Oh my God, the computer got amnesia again. It does not recognize this device. So I'm all favor of devices, but look, if you're going to set up a network and everything, then at least find a way to recognize something and keep recognizing it. That's all I ask.
I wish that devices were better at recognizing other devices in the sense of like Bluetooth.
My
AirPods do not connect to my laptop unless you cut your hand and you do a blood ritual. It is such a pain to do.
I've had that problem with my AirPods as well. And, it, you know, just the other day we were both raving about the noise canceling feature of the new AirPods. But I have lost track of the number of times like Sherry will be calling in and I'll be like, oh, wait, hang on. I gotta go back to my phone and I got to hit the audio button and it's already on speaker or it's on phone or it's on computer. It's like, no, you see that the AirPods are there. You see them. Why did you not just go right to them? It just doesn't make any sense. So I will celebrate Device Appreciation Day when my devices better appreciate me.
When my devices work, dang it.
Yes. Yeah. Ah. All right. Got any quick entertainment notes for us?
This is actually breaking about the Warner Bros. Acquisition. The Warner Bros. Have urged shareholders to reject the Paramount hostile takeover, saying that a merger with Netflix would be better for its customers.
Okay, well, that's their opinion, but the shareholders get a vote. And isn't Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, is involved in one of these as well?
Yeah, he was backing a Paramount bid, but they have pulled out his private equity firm that he was in.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Amazing when a conflict of interest is called out that things can happen. All right, well, that's good to know. In our next hour, our last edition of Homeroom with Heather Dubois-Bornon and Chris Hambuck-Boyle from the Wisconsin Public Education Network. And Ellie Bordeaux, the birthday girl and our newsletter editor, joins us right after the 7 o'clock news. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.